Hi, it's Tim Dre, president of the Illinois AFL-CIO. Thank you for listening to The Worker's Mic, supported by the Illinois AFL-CIO, fighting every day for working families. Visit ilafl-cio.org today. Enjoy the show, and remember, it's better in a union.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to 720 WGN. We are the Worker's Mic, sponsored by the National Coalition of Labor. I am your host, Phil Davidson. And sitting to my left is nobody. Ken and Ed are gone today, everybody. But don't worry, I will take care of the show. Ken and Ed are in Mexico right now for Ed's wedding, which we've been talking about on the show. And I know everyone is very excited about that. Sorry to all the ladies out there who love big, beautiful men like Ed. He is officially off the market. Claire beat you to the punch. Congrats, Claire. She is a lovely person, and Ed is very lucky to have her. And next week, you'll be hearing plenty of stories from our escapades in Mexico. Both Ken and Ed were there. I will be joining them soon. I'm still here, of course, in Chicago recording today, but I will be out there. Hopefully, we do not have any international incidents, because who knows what's going to happen when us three get together, but we will all hope and pray for the best. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, folks. We've got some guests that you'll be hearing from later in the show from Megant Financial, our good friend and sponsor of the show. But before we get into that, we've got some local news to sort through and discuss. This week, we had another rally from the Labor Alliance for Public Transit. That is the group of about 30 different unions that are advocating for this fiscal cliff crisis to be solved when it comes to public transit around northeastern Illinois and the greater metropolitan Chicago region. As we know, at the end of the previous legislative session that ended in May, there was no deal cuts in order to find the funding for this $770 million fiscal cliff. It's going to have a major impact on the ability for workers, for commuters, for everyone to get to and from their destinations using public transit, including Metra, CTA, PACE, all the different commuter agencies around this region. And this is something that we've been discussing almost on a weekly basis at this point, because it is so critical. And there's a lot of jobs at stake. And there's, maybe even more importantly, there's a lot of people whose lives depend on being able to use dependable public transit. And, you know, we did, of course, see a piece of legislation that got through the Senate. And then at the last minute, it didn't get through the House because it just didn't meet the deadline. They adjourned in May, and there just wasn't enough votes to get it passed at that time. And one of the funding mechanisms they came up with to perhaps find a way to close this gap and to keep service at its current levels was to add a tax on deliveries. So all those packages that you get from Amazon, from Uber Eats, et cetera, would have a 50 cent, possibly a dollar tax that would go towards funding this, our transit around the region. That passed muster in the Senate. It had approval. It had some bipartisan approval there. But as you can probably imagine, some of the companies impacted by this, the Ubers of the world, were not happy about it. And they put together a campaign to say, do not support this. This is a tax on your deliveries. And so we're not sure if exactly that was the reason why it didn't get through in the House, but we're not sure if that's going to be one of the main funding mechanisms. We'll find out as these negotiations continue. But one I saw recently that was proposed by the Speaker pro tem in the House, State Representative Cam Buckner, talked about adding a tax on tickets in Illinois. Now, everyone knows you pay all kinds of hidden fees when you purchase tickets to an event, and they're very annoying. But this one would be a worthwhile one. It would be, a dollar possibly. But with that surcharge on your ticket, you would also get a free ride on public transit, which I think is a pretty darn good idea. It allows you to, first of all, go to an event and also have transportation. A lot of people, you got to take an Uber if you're going to go somewhere. People don't want to drive, especially with all the traffic and congestion on the Kennedy and other highways and other interstates around here. So this would be a great way. It would support ridership. It would get people to see that, hey, oh yeah, you know what? I forgot how convenient it is to jump on an L, to jump on a Metro train, to get to one of our beautiful venues here in the city and in surrounding areas. So let's hope maybe that one could be one that gets through. I know, according to Representative Buckner, this is used widely in Europe, where, yeah, when you buy a ticket to a concert, that ticket gets you free transportation on transit and might be a good way to raise money. So I endorse that one. That one gets the Phil Davidson endorsement to solve this labor crisis. But thanks to everyone who's really been involved with that. You've been doing great work. And we will continue that discussion as we get closer and closer to services being cut. But hopefully we'll strike a deal before that, possibly in the fall veto session. Other local news happening is Jewel Osco, who on the Jewel side represents union workers from the UFCW. They also employ pharmacists, obviously, at Osco. And there was some allegations of unfair labor practices by the pharmacists. They are represented by the Teamsters, Local 727. And rather than negotiate this through the bargaining process, Osco jumped on the bandwagon and now is part of the amicus brief, the motions before that are happening in federal courts to label the National Labor Relations Board as unconstitutional. As we like to say, the nuclear option, which is being undertaken by Trader Joe's, Amazon, SpaceX, several big name companies, are basically saying that, look, we believe that why would we need to negotiate when we just believe that the NLRB itself and the National Labor Relations Act is unconstitutional? And it really is a cynical approach. This is something that should be handled, you know, in bargaining. And to just go and press the nuclear option and say, we think this whole idea is unconstitutional, something the NLRA has been around for 90 years, everybody. And it's what workers have to protect them when they want to collectively bargain. And when they went to form unions, and you know they can do so without fear of retaliation. But now we're seeing more and more companies, including Osco, saying that no, that whole thing is unconstitutional. And now that the NLRB lacks a quorum because the Democratic appointee was fired by the Trump administration, now they're saying that, oh, well, we can't do anything about this. There's no quorum. So it really is. I think the cynical is the best way to describe what's going on here. We can't see workers in, you know, those pharmacists, that's a tough job. We know about that. We had some pharmacists on our show last year talking about the difficulties they have, you know, just dealing with customers, long hours, and for them to not be able to, you know, earn a good living and have wage increases, benefit increases, because, you know, their employer is saying, oh, well, sorry, we're not going to do that because we don't think the NLRA is constitutional anymore, is a real problem. And that's, we need to stop this. So anyways, we'll have much more talking about this and other topics coming up later on the show. But at first, we're going to bring on a guest from Meggett Financial. Doug Klima is the managing director there. Well, they provide financial services for union members regarding their retirement. They're such a great asset to members of, you know, my union, the Carpers Union, and all the unions that are members of the NCL. And it's going to actually be Ken and Ed who are feeling this interview, because this being a week where everyone is in Mexico, this seemed like a good opportunity to dust this one off. So we'll be back with more right after these messages.
You're listening to The Worker's Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Meggett Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN. Powered by the National Coalition of Labor, Ken, Ed, and as we talked about earlier, we're super stoked today to have Doug Klima from Meggett Financial, and Meggett Financial is our largest sponsor, correct?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they Since do a wonderful, one. Wonderful job for the working class here and now around the country with the coalition. And so, Doug, what is your title?
I am managing director at Meggett.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're like a boss.
Not the boss, but
a boss.
Kind of up there, yeah.
Okay.
It's all about the mindset, Doug.
Yeah.
Managing director sounds pretty...
It does. Know,
right? That sounds pretty impressive.
Yeah, that business card will get you places at the hotel bar.
I didn't realize that we had such a highfalutin person in here today.
I did.
Oh, you knew this?
Yeah.
I wish you could give me a heads up. So how long have you been working there?
I'm pushing 19 years now.
Wow, holy cow.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah, that is a long time. You like it?
I love it.
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I know we talk about this all the time. Just 2-second overview of what Meggett Financial does.
We do a lot of the retirement consulting and financial advising for union households.
Got it.
So every member that's a part of the National Coalition of Labor, mm-hmm. they have our information to call us.
Yes.
And get retirement advice, getting any type of advice, and a lot of things I'm going to talk about today with you guys.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, you know, look, we continue to talk about financial literacy in the middle class. And the working class, I should say, not just the middle class. I mean,
agreed.
I think this this goes from all, basically spans the entire working class. And one of the reasons I think that it's important is that given what's going on in the country right now, with, you know, the big, beautiful bill that's going to pull money from the bottom and push it up to the top, the threat of Social Security running out of money,
right.
Medicare, you know, the cuts to Medicaid, you know, all these kind of things, you know, no more caps on bank fees, like just the kind of draconian way we're moving backwards
and
in terms
threats
of
unemployment from AI. You know,
that's
enormous,
true.
Holy moly, you're not kidding. Yeah, I read something about Amazon CEO telling his employees, like, get ready, you're going to be replaced.
Right.
That's nice. Right. I'm going to work really hard for you so I can be replaced by a robot.
Well, robots don't have to sleep or eat, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have working hours either.
But
yeah.
It's a good thing that in the big, beautiful bill, you can't regulate AI for 10 years.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's smart.
States' rights, except when no states' rights.
Except that it prohibits states.
Exactly. For 10 years.
Yeah.
Well.
Whatever.
Before we get too carried away.
Yeah. So, you know, and listen, I got to tell you this. And it's a bit of an aside, but it really is not. We had some interaction with a company that provided financial planning in the realm of estate planning.
Sure.
And it was all AI driven. And, you know, we really kind of dove into it with some of our unions, and the terms and conditions were like, you know, we don't guarantee any of this stuff to be accurate, and
right.
You should, you know, consult a lawyer if you need to, blah, 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 blah. And it was unbelievable. So I, of course, like I did the sign up thing for it, and I'm like, hey, and, you know, I signed up until the point where I actually had to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, click, you know, I'm off. And they immediately started emailing me.
Right.
Hey, this is Mary from blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Mary, are you a robot? Hi, this is Mary from blah, blah, blah. You know, like, Mary, you're a robot. Hi, we do use AI. And
they're not super intelligent yet, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, but that service.
And if not, what do you look like?
Yeah, well, they provided estate plans, and they billed it as, enter your information online and you can have your estate plan in 5 to 10 minutes, which for something like an estate plan, I figure you're leaving your assets to your kids, or your dependents, or whoever comes after you. You know, you want to make sure it's done right.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think 5 minutes is enough?
I mean, it depends on what you're talking about. Estate plans? I don't think it is, Ken.
It sounds like a guideline more than an actual document.
Well, it's a document.
Oh, they made it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you get a document.
Kind of scary.
It underscores, I mean, I think the importance of having a skilled professional there who can understand your individual circumstances and make sure that what you're doing and what you're being advised to do is right.
Which is why, you know, we continue to do business with, you know, vendors, you know, corporations, et cetera, like yourself, like Megan Financial, you know, Union Legal Services, our credit union, and then the, you know, our credit repair, credit counseling, all of the folks that surround us are, you know, you're going to get a human being on the phone. You're going to get somebody that understands the nuances of being in a union,
mm-hmm.
right? Because our stuff is not one shoe fits all. Is that the phrase?
Sure. It's one shoe fits all.
Is
yes.
that what it is?
No.
Is the glove doesn't fit?
You must quit.
Fair enough. Okay. This is that. And I know. But, you know, like, you got to have the acumen, and you have to have the experience, and you have to have the knowledge to give our members good, solid, sage advice. And by the way, we don't want it given by a robot.
No.
We don't want it given by AI. We don't want to just plug and play. We don't want to do business with, you know, mega bank, mm-hmm. right, that doesn't really care about you as a person.
Yeah, we don't want to be our members to be treated like numbers.
Right.
Just like an assembly line.
Exactly. You need some human contact there.
So let's like, while we're on, like, sort of 30,000-foot view,
mm-hmm.
right, before we get into sort of the meat and bones of why you're here.
Sure.
Give us a, like, just tell us in terms of, you know, somebody picks up the phone and calls Megan Financial.
Yeah.
What happens from there?
You have a person to talk to within a minute.
Really?
Absolutely.
A live person will answer the phone.
We have a couple of people up front to answer the calls, and it there's a hierarchy of depending on who it goes to, and you get a person.
Okay.
It would be rare for you to not. Now, if someone needs somebody, you know, like right now, if someone calls me, they're getting my voicemail.
Sure.
Well, we're closed today, but on a normal business day,
right.
you get somebody, and I tell everybody that. I have a hierarchy of people to help.
All right, and then you get somebody on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you guys do? Do you do like an intake? Do you do tell me about that process.
The first thing is how did you find us?
Okay.
So I can thank them.
Okay.
Second,
because I've never gotten a thank you call, but that's all right. Keep going.
Well, I mean, that's not part of my deal, but we find out what they want. That's the next question is intake. What are you calling for? What can I do to help you?
Okay.
And then we take that next step. Can this be something over the phone? Can you want to do a Zoom? Or I prefer face-to-face. I like meeting and sitting with people
and finding out
what they like.
So you'll actually go and meet with somebody?
Absolutely. Their house, somewhere in between our offices.
How many offices do you guys have?
We have three. Orland Park, one in Oak Brook, and then Chicago.
Oh, you have one downtown?
Yep, north of United Center.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
So you can go into your offices, or you can Zoom, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can simply do it over the phone.
Yep.
And I have to imagine, Doug, that choice obviously is the member's choice, right?
Oh, 100%.
And I would imagine that the younger folks are okay on the phone via Zoom, et cetera, and the older generation probably wants to sit down.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
That's 100% correct.
Yeah, for sure.
And plus, now that we're national, you know, we can't always go and drive to Minnesota to see one member.
Right.
We might want to we will drive up there maybe quarterly and have as many meetings as possible, but that's the virtual meetings is helpful in that aspect. And those members understand that because we tell them we're across many state lines.
Look, I think that the Zoom concept, it helps Ed and I as well, right? Like instead of taking 200,000 meetings around 50 states, it's much easier to have at least the first few meetings via Zoom. And then I as well like to put, you know, I like to put my eyes on somebody.
Yeah.
Like I like to look face to face at somebody.
Yeah. Eventually. Be in the same room.
Yeah.
Shake a hand. That's it.
And I think you get a better sense.
Mm-hmm.
But so you guys will provide planning from basically the minute you walk in as an apprentice.
Yeah.
Through and past retirement, correct?
Correct.
So like literally like, you know, what we would call in the building trades cradle to grave.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is what we do for pensions and insurance and, you know, all of those kind of things as well. Now you have this benefit on top of that, which is financial planning.
Yeah, and I think it's something that probably younger members don't utilize as much as they could or certainly as they should. Because when you join a union, you're getting paid, you're getting sent out to work, but you're also having, you know, big sums of money put aside for you by the union. And a lot of times people don't. They don't look into that. They're concerned about getting to work. Where am I working? How many hours am I getting this week? But if you take a look at what these benefits look like, I mean, being an educated person when it comes to saving for retirement is important no matter what you're doing. But when you're saving a good amount of money at a young age, it's easy. There's no reason not to do it.
Well, for a young person, too, the retirement talk is at the bottom of your list. Not only going to work and getting paid and making sure I stayed employed and I stay healthy, but you got to start a family. I got to buy a house. I have to stay healthy myself. And you know, that takes precedence.
I need an F-150 or F-250.
Yes.
Right? I need a softball game.
I need a motorcycle. I need a jet ski. You know, I need all those toys as well.
But if we throw in education, because we do absolutely help with trying to get members to understand that. We sit with apprentices and let them know that, you know, get into a room, let us explain the benefits so you, one, understand them, and two, know your other options so you can save, because maybe there's an option for, like, say, a Roth that they don't have an option to. Well, I can help you with that.
Right.
How does that play into it? You start it now, we got a couple decades of growth, that's only going to help you later. Right, These are things that they don't ask.
Let me cut you off real quick. We're going to take a quick break. Do you mind sticking around? Because I want to get into sort of the meat and potatoes of actually why you're here.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with more of Doug Klima, the owner of Megan Financial.
Oh, God. Managing director.
Sorry. Man. Managing director. Whatever. Don't worry about it, Doug.
All right.
By the time you leave here, you'll own the place.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back with more of the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Workers' Mic. More show to come. Sponsored by Hinge Health. Hinge Health specializes in personalized digital exercise therapy designed for hardworking people just like you. It's pain relief without waiting rooms and costly medications. Visit hingehealth.com today. Now, back to the show.
You're listening to The Worker's Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health,
Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. Ken, Ed.
Doug Klima, Managing Director, Megan Financial.
That's the man.
There we go. Yeah.
So, all right, let's talk like real deal, you know, let's take it from the beginning of somebody's career towards the end. Like, how do you guys advise? What do you do? And how can our members really make the best use of this service?
Absolutely. The way I look at it is it's plan, prepare, and then execute.
Okay.
So the planning stages is getting in front of apprentices and getting in front of 20, 30, and even 40-year-olds to help have the members understand the benefits. They have to understand what offers the unions offer to them, understand them, make sure that they know what they're getting. Then they have to make sure that they get everything in line from emergency savings to have, how do they get a mortgage, where can they refi if necessary, down to other investment options that they may want to start now while they're younger so that they can grow over the course of their career. That's the planning stage.
So that's the early part of your career stage.
Yes, and that's the one that even Ed, you said, that they don't, a lot of members don't look at it. And then really any 20, 30, or 40-year-old doesn't really want to talk about it, look at it. It's years from now. Right. What am I going to do about it? I'll just figure it out then, which is the worst thing you can do.
Yeah. Now, in the building trades anyway, we sort of infantilize some of our younger folks because we just take care of it for them.
Well, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we know, I hate to say it, but we know that if we don't, they're not going to.
I mean, it's important to provide all this stuff, and sort of when it's all put aside from you in your contract, it's easy to not be involved because you don't have to be hands-on.
Right. What about for unions, for example, like a utility union, somebody that works directly for ComEd, or some of those folks that don't have a defined pension plan, but they may have benefits through their employers, mm-hmm. right? Because there are unions out there.
Sure.
150 included, right? Some of the benefits for the city guys are through the city, mm-hmm. right? Not through the union.
Right.
So do you then go like, okay, who's your employer? And then figure out like, what do you get? Do you got a 401k? Is there a match?
Yes.
Is it, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. That's one of the deep dives that we do to make sure, because they may have worked for the city, get mm-hmm. a city pension, but yep. then they jump back to the union. Now they have a private pension.
Got it.
We have to coordinate all that too. So we have to go all the way back through their whole career. What did you do? Why is there time off? What happened here? Did you have a break? We go through all of those things with them just to make sure they all coordinate together.
So let me ask you this. You could give actual financial advice.
Absolutely. We're fiduciaries, all of us.
Okay.
That's really important.
So,
huge.
So explain what a fiduciary is.
A fiduciary is a relationship between us and our clients so that we are legally obligated to put their needs before ours.
Okay.
So it's a best interest. I'm here to tell you, this is what I do, and I'm helping you first.
Got it.
Not me.
And it's a legal obligation.
Legal. We go into an agreement.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So you guys sign an agreement.
We sign an agreement.
Love it. So union, for example, we're not fiduciaries. We can't technically give financial advice.
Correct.
Right? A pension plan, a health and welfare fund. I know they get these questions all the time. Should I take surviving spouse? Should I do this? Should I pull an early pension? Et cetera, et cetera. Technically, we can't and should not give that advice.
Correct.
Because A, we're not fiduciaries, and B, quite frankly, you know better than us.
That's right. That's our job. Sorry.
I mean, when you sit down and you look at somebody's whole plan, not just their pension fund, but you're looking at their defined contribution, their savings, from previous employers, their spouse's stuff,
mm-hmm.
You have a more complete kind of vision of what would probably suit them well. And I think while we're on this topic, for somebody to sit down, provide you all this information from, years and years back, and for you to crunch the numbers and look at all of it, what does that cost this person?
It costs the union member $0.
Right.
I think zero.
That's really important. If you're out there listening.
I should have mentioned that, huh?
Well, I mean,
started with that.
If you're out there listening, there's no reason not to do this.
Absolutely. If you get a book in the mail that says the National Coalition of Labor, we're in it. You call it, and we will do a deep dive, like we just discussed, sit at your kitchen table, and it costs that union member zero. Nothing.
And you guys will also come out and do seminars,
yeah.
right? You'll talk pre-retirement. So let's get into the next piece of this, right? So you said that you're in the planning stage, right?
Yes.
So what was it? PPE.
Yes, PPE.
Plan.
Prepare.
Then
execute.
Execute. I like it.
So the prepare stage is where we really see people more because they're older. Now they're getting into the point where, all right, well, kids are out of the house.
Yeah.
Mortgage is almost done.
Yeah.
I'm broken from being in construction for so many years.
Or my third marriage.
Or that.
My back hurts.
Yeah, a lot.
I got carpal tunnel.
So we get to that point where you're in your 50s, and now it's like, okay, well, I can't do this forever. I have to plan this out. What do my pensions look like when I am ready to retire, and now I have to pick a date? Can I do that date? Can I afford? Do I have all the money? Is Social Security going to be there and be around and be as much as I think it's going to be?
Yeah.
Do I have health insurance? Do I have a supplemental income? Am I healthy? Is my wife healthy? There's all of these things we have to prepare for.
Let's stop. I just want to stop you right there.
Please.
Okay. Tell me.
Yes.
Because I just every day you turn on the news, it is Social Security is going to run out of money by the, 8 years now?
Yeah, that's what they're saying this week.
Yep, 2034.
Yeah, which is awesome for me because that's really about the time I'm going to need it.
Perfect.
I just can't.
It's not good for any of us, Ken.
Yeah, no.
And I'm not worried about any of you, okay? Yeah. I'm worried about me. No, so what happens in that case? I'll be 60 on Christmas. Should I be hedging my bet against Social Security? What does somebody do?
Well, we all need to be prepared. I'm younger than you. I'm worried. My wife is worried.
You don't look it.
Thank you. It's the beard that no one can see. Social Security, I think, they're gonna kick the can. Whoever is in Washington doesn't want to deal with it because they know that in 2034 they're gonna have 75 cents for every dollar. They're running out of money. It's clear. So they're gonna do what they did for required minimum distributions and IRAs. They're gonna raise the age. They're gonna increase the tax on the nation. They're gonna have more money. But when it comes to it, they may just do a general fund transfer from our taxes to help fund that and then raise taxes there. So if anything, the top answer is raise taxes. We're all going to pay for it. But it's still going to be there.
Well,
I mean, in my opinion.
Hold on. Not all of us.
It's well,
not the 1%, right? Not the billionaires. They pay less taxes than Warren Buffett's secretary.
Yeah,
right?
If you have a good lobbyist, you don't have to worry so much about taxes.
Right. We're actually taking the workers' mic and we're going to incorporate it in the Cayman Islands.
That sounds good.
Probably a good idea.
Quarterly meetings?
Yeah. Monthly.
Yeah,
actually,
monthly.
That's where we're going to record from.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm willing to go. I'll be on every month.
I knew that was coming. It smells like weed in here.
That's Jamaica.
Oh, my bad. Wrong island. All right. So where were we?
Raising taxes and Social Security, which is what they're going to do. That's our last comment.
Thanks, Doug.
You're very welcome. I'm on top of it with you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for keeping up.
No problem.
All right, so now you're in the planning stage, right? And so you're thinking, okay, here's my target date. Like you said, I have to think about, health insurance, Medicare is going to be there, Social Security, do I have a pension, a 401k, all these moving parts. And we talk about this in the realm of life insurance a lot, which is, in the pension world, which, knock on wood, we are very, very lucky to have. You get a choice when you retire. Like, you can take a surviving spouse option, which lowers your pension amount a little bit, but make sure that if you pass away first, she gets to keep it for either a certain amount of years or her
rest
of her life. Right? That's huge.
It's huge.
If you like your wife.
Well, or husband.
Yeah, her spouse.
Yeah, right. Or your spouse, period. Yeah. Yep.
So that's the planning stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll sit down and you will literally map out a plan. Like, hey, if everything is maintained, you maintain working this many hours and, work is like this for the next couple of years, this is what your target date is, here's how much money you have to live on. Like, you actually get down to the penny.
I'll spin a piece of paper around with the actual numbers listed, and I'll show net dollar amounts too. So taxes taken out, health insurance covered. Does your spouse have pensions and Social Security? This is what it looks like. Is this enough? No? Okay, well, we got to supplement it from this location.
Got it.
Now, is that going to exhaust soon enough for you to live? Then maybe we have to rethink what we're doing.
Do you talk to people about you're an empty nester. You're living in a house that, your kids grew up in. It has 6 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms.
Yeah.
And do you need that anymore, right?
Oh,
Is there a downsize option here?
Yep.
You talk about that.
Part of the conversation.
Yeah.
That makes
sense to me.
Something we were saying is that this is this whole conversation is not a conversation to be had when you're 55 years old. And I mean, especially if you are sitting down and you figure out that you need to save a little bit of extra money from somewhere else, that's not a conversation you want to be starting when you're 55 years old.
No.
That's like a 40, 30-year-old conversation.
Absolutely. 100%. And that's the thing is that everyone has that thought because now that list of retirement comes up. The kids, the family, all that moves down to the bottom or off. So now you're talking about, all right, oh, crap, I've kicked this retirement can down the road. What do I do? Then it gets serious. And then, you pray to God. But thankfully, they've worked their butts off for very good unions that have covered majority of all of that for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As opposed to a lot of the nation where they don't have that. So the only thing is you have to just make sure that the numbers match up. They just have to look at it and say, Doug, this is what I want to live on. And right. I can spin it around and say, look, it's there. And they right. can say, fine, I want to retire. Now I'm counting down the days.
Yeah.
So that's the part of that's the biggest part of what we do is where we get really into the nitty gritty is in the 50s.
That's got to be a good feeling for the members to sit there and go, wow, I can actually do this now.
It's better than I expected.
Yeah. Listen, guys, I'm getting chills because it's a good feeling for me.
That's awesome.
It's an amazing, gratifying feeling when someone comes in and they have this fear of, first of all, they all have fears of when, because you work, you get a piece of paper every Friday so you can eat Friday night, right?
Yeah.
So now that's going to stop, but I'm going to continue to get paid? Are you sure? There's that fear.
Right.
So now you once you say, listen, it's going to happen. The union has you covered on that.
Right.
You're good. But I'm going to initiate it for you. I'm going to start it. And I'm always going to be here for you. I'm going to be driving the car. Just look out the window. Don't worry about it. I got it. So it's gratifying for us as fiduciaries to be able to set that tone for the member and tell them that this is something that we can accomplish for you, and you're in good hands.
So you will actually then, now we're in the execution phase, you'll actually file the paperwork.
We do.
Wow.
We do everything. All they have to do is sign. We make copies of their documents, too. They have to do nothing but walk in our office or me come to their house and hand me pieces of paper.
And how much does that cost?
That costs $0.
Isn't this amazing? I mean, the amount of important work that you do for members for nothing.
For nothing.
Is it constantly, every time we talk about it.
Well,
I'm
then, yeah, but okay, let's keep going then. Then, yep. Everybody's asking, well, then how do these guys stay afloat? How do they make money?
Yeah, right? All got to eat, too.
That's right. So how do you make money?
So now we got to the execution phase, right? We got the member. This is their age, they want to retire. We process all their paperwork. We finish everything. We get everything. Make sure it's set in stone. Then we ask for a consideration on the rollover of any assets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when those assets roll over, as fiduciaries, we get management fees that are fully transparent. They see them. And as if you're a member of the NCL, you get a discount,
which is huge.
That is very big. But here's the other thing, because I think I see Ed thinking about this question, is what happens if a member doesn't have any retirement assets? Do we charge them? And guess what the answer to that is? No. I will drive to their house, even if it's in Indiana, and they say, Doug, I have no money. I'm going to say, fine. Just, keep me in mind when if you have people or other members that don't know about us.
Right.
And we can help them. But they still don't get a bill.
All right. So now you're into retirement, and let's say the member passes away.
Yeah.
The spouse calls, because I get a ton of those calls from spouses, unfortunately, men and women, obviously. And it's like, hey, my husband, my wife just passed away. They're generally calling to talk about life insurance, right?
Yeah.
I know they have lots and lots of questions. So, estate planning and all that kind of stuff. That spouse can still call you.
Absolutely.
And you'll still tell her, like, okay, here's his death benefit, here's this, here's that, right? And so there's it literally goes until the end of that relationship with,
100%. That is correct. And here's the other thing. You talk about fear getting into retirement. There's double fear now because did my pension stop?
Right.
I have to redo all this paperwork for them. Not only do I have to re-request it, but I have to sit with them, have them sign it all over again. And if the member got paid in a month and died that month, that money gets pulled right out.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to get this stuff moving quick.
That makes sense to
me. It's huge. So that's another benefit is that we're always there from, like you say, cradle to grave, but cradle to two graves.
Yeah, that's right. I guess that makes sense. All right. So listen, we got to take a quick break. I just want to say this one thing, and I know I've said this before. The union I came from, we used a certain record keeper for our, for lack of a better word, 401k. And when I went to pull the pin and retire, I asked them, like, hey, how much would it cost to manage my money? And it was like, oh, it was, this number. And I'm like, okay, well, what about I also have a retirement medical savings and I have this and I have a pension. And I'm not making this up. And the guy's like, so you have another 401k? I'm like, no, I have a pension. He's like, what? So a different 401k? I'm like, no, it's a pension.
Yeah.
He's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, I mean, I get a certain amount of money every month.
Oh,
well, does it go up or down? I was like, okay, click.
No, I'm going to call Megan.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. And the price that they were going to charge me was six 0.6 more than you charge. And 0.6 over, hopefully I live for a really long time, is a car, right?
That's a huge dollar amount.
It's a massive dollar
over years.
Yeah, for sure. So where can people reach you?
They can call our office at 708-444-1090.
Okay.
They can go to our website, which is Megent.com, M-E-G-E-N-T.com, and then they can set a request in there, and we'll reach out within 24 hours. And just like you said before, you call our office, you get a person, you want to talk to someone, you get an advisor right away.
That's awesome.
It's great.
Listen, thank you so much, and thanks for coming on, and thanks for all the work that you guys do for our members, for labor. We really appreciate it. It is I have never, knock on wood, heard a bad thing. Like, hey, I had a terrible experience with Megan Financial.
I've literally
never heard that.
Because they're batting 1,000, knock on some kind of wood.
We're knocking on wood. Guys, thank you so much for having me on the show again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. And thanks for your sponsorship as well. And
of course.
And your partnership. Listen, we will be right back with more of The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premis Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Workers' Mic on 720 WGN. I'm Phil Davidson with the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council. That was a great interview with Doug. Probably would have been a little bit better if I was in the room with them, but hey, can't have everything in life, folks. But thanks, Doug. Again, we can't plug Megan Financial enough. They do tremendous work for union members to just help them navigate what sort of financial path they want to take when they retire. And obviously, when you're in a union, you're going to have real nice benefits and a real nice retirement income. So just make sure you're spending that money wisely. So thanks again to both Doug and to Megan. Before we wrap up the show, we've got a few more topics to discuss, one of which was a bit of a shocker, I guess, in the New York mayoral election, where Zohran Mamdani won by 43% of the vote over former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, I think, who came in around like 36%. And Mamdani is a member of the Democratic Socialists. So this was a bit of an eye-opener and might have some reverberations across the country that people who've got a little bit more of a progressive left-wing outlook, you know, have a new standard bearer, especially in our nation's largest city. We'll see what happens. Mamdani is young. He's a assemblyman in New York. He's got a lot of ideas about free bus services, I believe, and basically his platform, his agenda is that this city is too expensive and we need to help our residents with affordable housing, with public transit, similar to some of the issues we're having here in Illinois, but it's a big one, so we will see where that goes. There will be a lot more to dissect on that race, both in New York and across the country. Other election news, our governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, announced that he is running for a third term, which I believe will be the first third-term governor since Jim Thompson. I think a lot of people saw this coming potentially. Obviously, Governor Pritzker's name has been tossed around as a potential presidential candidate in 2028, but he did decide that he's going to stick around here and run for a third term, which would be, 12 years in office if he decides to stick it all the way through his term. Obviously, if he's going to run for president, he would probably have to bow out midterm, but we'll see what happens there. I think Governor Pritzker has been a pretty good friend to labor in his time here. And, we appreciate certainly his signing of the constitutional amendment that ratified and protected collective bargaining in Illinois. So that was a big win for us. And certainly he was a breath of fresh air. So, congrats to Governor Pritzker on your announcement, and I don't think he's going to have a lot of competition in the primary race. We'll see what happens if there's going to be a Republican opposition that is, we'll say, bona fide. Sometimes people get in who are just don't really have much of a shot. We'll see what the electorate decides on. So that'll be another interesting thing to watch, and also find out who's going to be the governor's running mate. I do want to let everyone know that we are going to do another call-in show next week. It's always a fun time. A lot of people who call in every week when we do this and always have really good insights and ask us thoughtful questions. So we want to do another one. And that call-in number, to remind our listeners, is 312-981-7200. One more time, that's 312-981-7200. So call us in next week. We'll be on at 8 a.m. as always, and just let us know what's going on, what's on your mind, what are your concerns, what's going on in the labor world, any explanations you're looking for, what is the NLRA, what is the NLRB. We'd be happy to go over all that with you. And again, to everyone who's a listener of the show, thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting unions. Thank you for your support of all the sponsors of our show, who we wouldn't be here without. And yeah, we will be back next week with Tales from Mexico. And thanks again for everybody. And you'll hear more from us next week on the Workers' Mic on 720 WGN.
The preceding episode of the Workers' Mic was powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare. For additional information and podcasts of the Workers' Mic, visit WGNradio.com.